This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why beige communication kills your credibility at work. Stop blending in. The case against safe, forgettable communication. What happened? A Sydney-based speaker with a string of industry awards has publicly called out what she terms beige communication. The flavourless, risk-averse language that dominates most professional environments. She argues that workplaces have trained people to sand down every sharp edge from their words until nothing meaningful gets through. Her campaign is gaining traction among leadership coaches and team managers looking for a sharper approach. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: before anything else, playing it safe with your words does not protect you. It buries you. Most professionals believe that neutral language keeps them out of trouble. They round off their opinions, bury their recommendations in qualifications, and deliver feedback wrapped in so many layers of softness that the actual message suffocates. The result is not diplomacy, it is noise. And the cost is real decision stall. Teams lose direction, and the speaker loses credibility because nobody can tell what they actually think. What the speaker did right is name the pattern directly. Beige communication is a precise, visual phrase. You hear it, and you immediately picture every meeting where someone said it's an interesting perspective instead of "I disagree, and here's why." Naming a problem well is itself a communication act. It gives people a shared vocabulary to identify a dysfunction they already feel, but cannot articulate. That is how you move an audience from passive recognition to active change. The actionable mechanics behind her position are straightforward. Specificity beats safety every time. Instead of "we may want to consider revisiting the timeline," say "the timeline is broken and we need to reset it by Friday." Instead of "feedback has been mixed," say "three clients flagged the same problem." Concrete language signals confidence, and confidence earns trust. Vague language signals fear, and fear loses rooms. There is one trap worth flagging here. Some people will hear "stop being beige" and overcorrect into bluntness without structure. Directness without clarity is just aggression with better intentions. The goal is not to be loud. It is to be precise. Every strong communicator knows the difference between a sharp message and a blunt one. Sharp cuts clean. Blunt just bruises. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on precision language gives you a framework for stripping hedging words out of your sentences before they leave your mouth. So what arrives at the listener is the actual point, not the wrapper around it. The takeaway. Before your next meeting where you need to make a recommendation, write one sentence that starts with "I think we should" and contains a specific action and a specific deadline. That is your opening line. Say it first, not after three paragraphs of setup. Watch how the room responds differently when you stop announcing that you are about to have an opinion and simply have one. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.